Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, and of course Keith Moon, joining together, as they did when they were The Who. And somebody who joins us together when it comes to joined up thinking, when it comes to nutrition, is clearly Pharma Nord Nutritional Supplements and the ace guru of pharmaceutical matters and nutritional supplements as well. Although he's probably far too young to actually remember The Who when they were a rock band. Dennis Kapelis, how are you, sir?
Mighty-pied.
Excellent. you may recall they were a bit of a beat combo, I think, back in the 60s, The Who, and quite popular in their day.
I was studying pharmacy at Liverpool John Moore University, and I used to rock and roll to the Beatles in the Cavern Club in my lunch hour.
Well, there we are, you see. That's made you the person you are today, really. The Who, of course, being based in London, you probably wouldn't have actually looked at them, really, still. Weather conditions, quite challenging, as many people would actually say. It's important to stay warm. It's also important to keep up your vitamins, and probably, presumably, vitamin D is also important. But don't let me preempt you. Where do you want to take us today?
Well, when you read the newspapers every day, and you're watching television, listening to the radio, the same sort of problems keep cropping up. Diabetes, we've been reading this week that in some parts of the country, one person in 10 is diabetic. That there are nearly 4 million people in Great Britain who are diabetic. This is to do with the organ called the pancreas, which makes insulin. And 10% of diabetics are type 1 diabetics. That's where we call it an autoimmune disease, where the person's, unfortunately, own immune system attacks the pancreas, where the insulin should be made, and it can't. It stops making the insulin. And then the person has to have injections every day of their lives to put in the missing insulin, which can then help them make use of sugar, which gives us our energy. And the other 90% of diabetics are called type 2. And this is often, but not always, but often linked to obesity, because as everybody is putting more and more weight on, we're eating the wrong foods, we're eating too much starchy foods, we're not doing enough exercise, 12 million people are still smoking, people sit every night, they're either listening to the radio for several hours with not getting up except for grazing, where they keep getting up for crisps and cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits, which are all sugar, or they're watching television for 7 hours and doing the same thing, grazing. And then is it any wonder that so many people have this diabetes and heart problems? And some of the headlines we're reading, this one, this was in the Daily Mail, Generation Chubby, Millennials warned they will be the fattest on record. Millennials are on course to be the fattest generation since records began. 7 in 10 adults born between the early 1980s and mid-1990s will be overweight or obese before they reach middle age. This is predicted. Cancer Research UK said that this compares with only 5 in 10 baby boomers, which it defines as those born between 1945 and 1955. The proportion of millennials who will be overweight between 35 and 44 age group would also be significantly higher than the 63% of adults of all ages who currently fall into these categories. Another way of saying this is another This was in the Express. Most people in their early 20s to mid-30s will be obese by the time they hit middle age. And they will be prime candidates to die from cancer, study has found. Estimates by cancer research show, and it's reiterating the same facts, 7 in 10 so-called millennials, those born between those years I mentioned earlier, 1980 to 1990s, will be overweight by the time they are 35, making them the heaviest generation since records began. The health warning comes just days after it was reported in the Daily Express. Ray revealed research showed junk foods like pizzas, ready meals, cakes, crisps increase the risk of a disease that kills 162,000 Britons every year. This is cancer they're talking about. 162,000 Britons every year are dying of cancer, and they've linked it to being obese. Obesity is estimated to cause 18,000 cancer cases each year in the UK at a cost of $47 billion. Dangers lurk in industrial processed products like sugary snacks, cereals, reconstituted meat products with high levels of sugar, fat and salt, but lacking vitamins and fibres. The hit list includes favourites like manufactured noodles, pre-packaged bread, ready-to-eat desserts, meatball and chicken nuggets, and artificial sweetened fizzy drinks. A 10% dietary increase in ultra-processed foods was associated with a 12% increased risk of cancer, and is storing up a future health catastrophe. What's this headline? This was in the Mail. How apple-shaped women are more prone to heart attacks. There are two shapes you can be. You can be a pear-shaped, where your hips come out at the sides, and you tend to have a flattered tummy. Or you can be apple-shaped, which is more at the front of your body, being fat. And it goes on to say, women with an apple-shaped figure are at a greater risk of suffering heart attacks, Oxford University researchers have found. A study of 500,000 Britons, that's 500,000, has revealed that waist-to-hip ratio is one of the biggest predictors of heart problems and has a greater impact on cardiovascular health than just being obese on its own. Apple-shaped women with proportionately larger waists than hips are thought to be particularly vulnerable. This is because those with big waists store lots of fat around their vital organs. The researchers found women with this body shape are at a greater risk than men with big waists. And they have called for heart screening for all women with a similar figure in light of these findings. They calculated that women with the highest sixth of hip-to-waist ratios were 49% increased risk of having a heart attack over the next 7 years. They said that this is an 18% stronger indicator of a heart attack than even being overweight. That is amazing. And a subheading, middle-age obesity cuts 3 years off your life. Being obese in middle age shortens life expectancy by 3 years in women and 2 years in men. experts at Northwestern University in Chicago. They took 190,000 volunteers in their 40s and 50s and tracked them over several decades. Women who were obese with a body mass index of more than 30 at the start died 3 years and 4 months earlier than those of a healthy weight. And for obese men, life expectancy was 2 years lower. In both sexes, the morbidity obese died 6 years earlier. This study is published in the American Journal of Cardiology. It found obesity raised the risk of heart attacks by 75% and strokes went up 28%. So, Alex in the introductory mentioned that the Danish company Pharma Nord, Danish company, in Denmark, all health food products have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. When I discovered this company, Pharma Nord, a quarter of a century ago, 25 years ago, I started selling and promoting Pharma Nord products on radio and TV programs that I've been doing over the last 30 years. So I started promoting the Pharma Nord brand, and they make about 48 different products. They make BioSeleno Precise, the mineral selenium that Great Britain has got lowest levels in the world, and it's needed to make 25 different pathways in your body to give you good health. Selenium protects your thyroid gland to work properly and convert your thyroxin, whether you make it yourself or take it as a tablet thyroxin if you're underactive. You can't convert properly the thyroxin, as I say, whether you make it yourself in your thyroid gland or you're taking it as a tablet, because you're obviously underactive thyroid, which is mainly women, then to convert thyroxin into the active form, in other words, to go from T4, which is the tablet, into T3, the active form, you need to make an enzyme with a very long name, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. And to make that enzyme, you can hear at the start of the word seleno, you need selenium. So Pharma Nord make a tablet. It costs 10p a day. It's called BioSeleno Precise. It gives you the precise amount of selenium that you need each day to add to the lousy levels that the British soil gives you. You see, listeners, Great Britain has the lowest levels of the world's rarest mineral, selenium, the lowest levels in the world. You listeners are only getting, and your family, 31 micrograms a day. And you need that to make these 25 selenium pathways. I've just mentioned the thyroid one. There's one called thioredoxin reductase, which protects your heart. And selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscles. And selenium N protects your nerves. So you can see it's very important to take a supplement of selenium, BioSeleno Precise, so you can make the 25 pathways. And coming back to what I was talking this morning up to now about the heart problems and the cancer problems, we have the highest breast cancers in the world, in this country, in the UK. One woman in eight gets breast cancer. And it's a very similar number to prostate cancer. We read 2 weeks ago that the prostate cancers in men, this organ in men that women don't have, which unfortunately, when you get over 40, starts to enlarge. And that's why many men have waterwork tablets and they keep looking for toilets. And as they get older, this prostate gland enlarges more and more. And then in some men, it becomes cancerous. There's actually 11,000 deaths a year from prostate cancer, and there's only 8,000 hours in a year. So a man is dying every 40 minutes from prostate cancer. And it's a similar number in Great Britain from breast cancer. And we've got the highest breast cancer levels in the world, the highest prostate cancer levels in the world, and we've got the lowest selenium. So the graphs show there is a link between the low levels of selenium and the high levels of these problems. And so selenium gave me my second career 37 years ago when I got a book called Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine. And in this small book, which cost me three shillings and 95p, I'm talking in the old money now, because I bought it 37 years ago, there were 16 chapters, and it was elucidating how important selenium is to prevent cataracts, to prevent infertility, because it's needed by the male sperm in order to protect the tail so it can swim properly to fertilize the egg. 4 couples in 10 in Great Britain have problems having children, and half the problem is the male sperm because it hasn't got enough selenium to protect it in order for it to swim properly. So men in England tend to have problems with fertilization, and as I say, it's the tail either breaks off or it can't swim properly. So by taking a tablet that costs 10p a day, the BioSeleno Precise, that helps men for fertility. It also helps women's fertility. And so everybody needs a tablet of BioSeleno Precise. When I got that book all those years ago, I've since been taking this tablet every day. I'm 3 years off 80. I'm still working. Thank God I'm on no drugs for anything. I'm 5'8", weighing 11.5 stone. So I'm trying to do everything that I should do with all the knowledge that I'm giving you. Even my muscles, as a man approaching 80, are very strong because another of their products called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. This is the gold standard of the world, because in Denmark it's made to pharmaceutical standard. This capsule of Q10 is the Q10 substance that gives us energy. It's made in the liver, and when you pass 20, your liver starts to make less. And when you get to 40, your production of Q10, which joins food that you eat and oxygen that you breathe into the energy molecule. There's a molecule called ATP. Adenosine triple phosphate. And when you want to pick your nose, scratch your bottom, blink, your heart to beat, your lungs to work, walk, talk, climb, whatever you're doing, you need this ATP molecule to break down to ADP. And it's the Q10 which breaks it down and builds it up, breaks it down and builds it up to release the energy. And as you pass 20, your liver makes less Q10. When you're 40, you've gone back to the production of a 2-year-old. When you're 80, which hopefully I'll be in 3 years, I'll have gone back to the production of a 1-year-old baby. And I could be an old, doddery man. But if you listen to this noise, that's me thumping my six-pack. And my arms are like steel, and my thighs are solid like a young man. Because when you take 3 capsules a day of Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, one with each meal, then you don't get the muscle loss of old age. When people pass 45 to 55 to 65 to 75 to 75 to 85, they're losing up to 10% of their muscle. When they get to 75 to 85, my age group, then you're losing up to 30% of your muscle. But if you take the bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams. Three times a day, you don't get muscle loss. They had to make a word, the doctors of the world, they had to make a word up in 1988 to cover muscle loss, because people are living longer, but they've got no muscle. Women have bingo wings. When they shout house at bingo, their wings flap because they've lost the muscle. And one in five women, unfortunately, who has a new hip in the hospital after tripping up because they had no muscles to steady themselves, unfortunately, one in five can succumb to hospital-acquired pneumonia. And the only reason they were in hospital is because they didn't have strong muscles to steady themselves when they were tripping up. And that's why they broke their hip. So, yes, women in particular also should take bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, and it will stop this word that doctors made up, sarcopenia, the medical name for muscle loss. Sarco is Greek for flesh, and penia is Greek for poverty, and poverty of flesh is muscle loss. So PharmaNord's products, selenium and Q10, are so important for health. Now, I also read in today's paper, the Daily Mail Friday, March the 2nd, on page 36, walking twice a week cuts heart risk by a fifth. Older women who go for a walk twice a week cut their risk of developing heart failure by a fifth. 89,000 postmenopausal women found walking significantly protected the heart, no matter what other form of exercise they did. The benefits applied to all women, no matter their weight. The research by cardiologists at Brown University in America tracked women over the age of 50 for 10 years. Women who walked once a week saw their risk of heart failure drop 5%, but it dropped 20% if they walked twice or more, and it dropped 35% if they went on a daily walk. Heart failure, which affects 900,000 people in the UK, that's nearly a million. There's only 65 million people on the island called UK. So it's nearly one person in 60 has heart failure. And they have a worse survival rate than many cancers, with a third of patients dying within a year of developing the condition. Study leader Dr. Samwal Luresia said there may be a misconception that simply walking isn't enough, and yet it's a misconception because I've just read that walking is marvellous for cutting the death rate if you've got heart failure and preventing it in everybody. But I must add that the earlier products I mentioned, the selenium and Q10, the mineral, formed by PharmaNord, the health food product from Denmark, called BioSeleno Precise, a tablet that costs 10 pence a day, and their bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, which puts back the missing Q10, which as you pass 20, you make less, and Q10's the substance that gives you your energy. In a trial in Denmark, but was actually covering 9 countries, with a total of nearly 500 people. All these people had heart failure. All the 500 people had heart failure. And listen to this, listeners. When they took one twice a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, one with the breakfast, one with the evening meal, and one tablet, which cost 10 pence, of BioSeleno Precise, the death rate from dying of heart failure, which we've just read, 900,000 people have got in Great Britain, the death rate dropped 43%, nearly half. Within 2 years, the death rate dropped nearly half. So, yes, walking, we've just read, is unbelievable. But if you take the BioSeleno Precise 10-penny tablet, one a day, and two capsules, one with breakfast and one with your evening meal, of BioQ10 Gold 100 milligram to put back the missing Q10 that gives you your energy. And obviously in this case, we're talking about heart energy. And then we can greatly help on top of the walking. Maybe you have arthritis or some other disability, or just that you're so old you can't go walking once or twice or three times a week. But by taking those two products, the BioSoleno Precise and the BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, you can cut your death rate, if you've got heart failure, by 43%, nearly half. In another trial, when I went to, they sent me to Sweden, it was people aged 70 to 88, and half the people got one selenium, and they got two BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. And they followed these people, and this was looking at heart attacks. And over 5 years, these elderly people, the ones on the real supplements from Pharma Nord, the death rate from having a heart attack dropped 54%. And the marker that doctors can measure in your blood to see to what degree your heart itself is getting old, the marker is called NT-proBNP. Funny name, but that's the name doctors give it. NT-proBNP is the marker in elderly people. Well, they were looking at people aged 70 to 90, actually 70 to 88. And the marker in the people taking the selenium tablet and the two capsules of BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram a day, one with breakfast, one with evening meal, the marker never went up at all in 5 years. The marker for an aging heart, the cardiac muscle, never went up at all in 5 years in people aged 70 to 88. This is amazing information that most people don't know. They've never even heard. Many of you listeners will never have heard of selenium. You may have heard of Q10 in facial creams, but I'm talking about taking it as a capsule. And in July this year, I hope to be going to New York to the World Conference on Q10. I'm the only pharmacist in the world. Pharma Nord have sent me to every World Conference for 20 years. I've heard 1,000 lectures on Q10, Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, Bologna, and this year is New York. And we will hear another 100 lectures on how wonderful Q10 is. It helps chronic fatigue. It helps fibromyalgia. It helps infertility. And as I've just been elucidating, it helps along with selenium to cut the death rate from getting a heart attack. It cuts it by 54% in people aged 70 to 88. That's a group of people who are already quite old. And to cut the death rate from a heart attack by 54% is unbelievable.
Well, Dennis, we have to cut this particular piece now because we've got over 100 podcasts that you can listen back to in which we can go through all variety of other bits and pieces. It's been fabulous as ever, touching base with a good self.
Well, one sentence on diabetes, which was in the news a lot. The Pharma Nord product BioGlucoControl helps to control your sugar levels, and that should help people with pre-diabetes become no longer into full-blown diabetes. Their BioGlucoControl, a capsule which helps to control your sugar levels.
Fantastic. Dennis, that was absolutely awesome. We didn't even manage to get to vitamin D, but we're just going to call from Jenny Bond and indeed Dr. Hilary Jones, who are actually keen to actually join us now. So we will speak again very, very soon, probably in a fortnight, if that's okay.
Okay, who have you got coming on? Dr. Hilary Jones?
Hilary Jones and Jenny Bond. It's all about the fact that three quarters of British folk are putting up with health concerns, which are not doing anything about them.
And maybe, are they with you in the studio?
No, they're coming. We're doing a little live link with them in the with their own studio, so we're connecting the world, really. So from yourself,
Dan. They didn't hear me, did they?
They'll be hearing you in the very fullness of time. Okay, take care, Dennis.
Bye.
We'll speak soon.
Bye.
Take care.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
And once again, we actually move from, of course, our regular pharmaceutical correspondent in Manchester. We now move to another special feature, actually, all about the importance of actually not putting up with a health concern, not just grinning and bearing it, but actually addressing a whole range of things. 42% of folk have actually confessed that they enter into a sense of denial about health issues when they arise. And indeed, the same number also admits that not dealing with a health complaint as soon as it has arisen has led to the condition worsening before they finally got it treated. We're delighted then to welcome Ace Guru Extraordinaire to the programme this morning to actually talk about a whole variety of things, including this whole aspect, and that's the fabulous Dr. Hilary Jones. Good morning, Hilary.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good indeed. Now, clearly, we've spoken in the past, Hilary, about a whole variety of aspects and so on, but this thing about putting things off, is it just a case of it's a kind of holdover from the days where we said we don't complain about things like acne and loss of hearing and so on, it's just a natural part of life?
Well, I think people often put off going to see the doctor. It's time-consuming, it's inconvenient, and sometimes people are worried about what the doctor might say, might actually say, yes, we do need to intervene and do something. But with things like cholesterol and blood pressure and eyesight, people do...
Hilary, we seem to have lost you for a moment there. Are you still with us? Hello, Hilary. Oh, well... You know, ever had the feeling that maybe snow on the line has actually opened up a whole new range of things? I tell you what, we'll try and get them back in a matter of moments from now. Yes, the joys of live broadcasting. Maybe it's due to the inclement weather conditions. Hilary, we just lost you momentarily there. I think you're back with us now, though.
Blame the weather.
Yeah, exactly. The only way forward here. So we'd reached the stage where you say people are putting off going to seek out medical advice.
Well, they do. They will delay going to talk about a bad back, or they'll delay talking about indigestion or a chest pain. And sometimes that leads to repercussions which are detrimental to their future health. And one of the top things that people forget to talk about is hearing loss. And on average, people will go 10 years before mentioning significant hearing loss to their doctor, which is a shame because we now know from recent research conducted by Hidden Hearing and Alzheimer's UK that when you're socially isolated because of not picking up on what other people are saying and you're not connected to the rest of the world communication-wise, that you're 2 to 4 times more likely to develop dementia
or depression, and there are connections with heart health and diabetes as well. So for all these conditions, and in particular hearing loss, I think it's important to speak up and tell your doctor so that something can be done.
Well, talking about the importance of this, you've also got, I believe, in the studio another fabulous individual, the amazing Jenny Bond. If we could have a few words with Jenny, that'd be fantastic. Let's pass the connection over. Jenny,
hello.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time before you're awarded a professorship from a university. I'll put a word in with the University of Lincoln, so you can actually be Professor Jenny Bond and then Dr. Hilary Jones.
I think I am something rather, like Warwick University. I think I'm a doctor.
Exactly. But what Hilary's just been talking about, that tendency that we actually have as a British culture to put things off and so on, and you know, rightly acknowledging that we're just heading tomorrow to World Hearing Day, it is important to pay attention to things where we might sort of think, and hearing is one of those things, a bit like vision really, we kind of maybe don't notice it's weakening until perhaps we see significant sort of negatives in our appreciation of life really.
Yes, I think we all put it off far too long. You know, you get those events you go to when suddenly you're finding it very difficult to hear because of the crowd noise around you. And you just make do. And I got to the stage where I was sort of mouthing responses which I thought and I hoped were correct. You know, I might be, might be at Buckingham Palace or Windsor Castle, a really important reception. And you can't sort of say to the Queen, oh, pardon, what? You know, you don't want to do that. So I got to a stage when I thought, you know, I really need to do something about this. I mean, mostly from day to day, I can manage, but I was aware that I was finding it very difficult in social situations. So I went along, had my hearing tested, and lo and behold, yes, I have got some hearing loss. And the great thing, actually, about when you get rid of that stigma and that and stop thinking about it as a badge of getting old, you think, I can fix it, and it's so easy to fix, and it's so discreet. Mm. That's what really pleased me, because I'm as vain as the next woman. And these hearing aids, I mean, honestly, you just no idea that it's being worn.
And certainly, I mean, that is part and parcel of the whole thing. Of course, we're dealing with a medium here in terms of radio, where if you actually aren't appreciating the thing to its best quality, it's not great, really. You're kind of losing a whole range of things there. You can't really lip read on radio. Although I'm sure we can work something around that. Subtitles.
Well, there are so many moments in life when your hearing is the most important sense, I think. I mean, I've just come back, very lucky. I've been on holiday, and I was lying on a beach 2 days ago in the lovely warmth of the Caribbean, and I closed my eyes and I just listened to the sea and the sounds of the beach, and I thought, I'm going to treasure that, and I'm going to take that home with me. I mean, that was a moment that was really important to me. And there's been so many over the years of royal reporting, and things like, you know, if you listen to when I had my little girl and her first cry, moments you can never get back. So you need to have good hearing. It's so important.
Absolutely. You can also listen to the gentle sound of the snow, or indeed Hurricane Emma as it actually goes through the country, but that's another line. Jenny, many thanks for that. We just briefly return to Hilary to actually conclude the actual piece here, to find out a few other details about where people can go to find out about hidden hearing and so on. Hilary, just recommendations for our listener to actually pursue this. I mean, presumably the best advice is don't put it off, as Jenny's rightly said there. Ensure that you do take the chance to actually go and get your hearing tested.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And you can get a free hearing test from Hidden Hearing, the hearing specialists. They have 80 outlets throughout the country. And they're supporting the Campaign for Better Hearing, which is up and running right now. So if you go to the website campaignforbetterhearing.co.uk, you can find out details of where you can go for a free hearing test. And in Lincoln, right now today, at Pennell's Garden Centre, if you've got the... if you can safely get there and not slip over on the snowy pavement, there's an event going on there where you can get further information and details, and also get a free banana, because bananas are particularly good, enriched with potassium, which is good for the fluid within the inner ear.
Well, there were those of us a few years ago who are Manchester City fans who remember the inflatable banana, which was a whole different line entirely. But I won't go there, because time is mitigating against us, as we say. If you can get out, be safe, don't slip, but seek out that banana. It's extraordinary. Hilary, it's been, as ever, an absolute delight. It always is. I must admit, I think the work that Lee and Ash have actually done technically in managing to get this actual thing sorted out has been brilliant. Likewise to Jenny Bond, many, many thanks indeed. We salute you both, and happy hearing.
Happy hearing. Thank you very much indeed from both of us.
It's all about you. It's all about you, baby. It's all about you. It's all about you. Yesterday you asked me something I thought you knew. So I told you with a smile, it's all about you. Then you whispered in my ear and you told me to. Said you made my life worthwhile, it's all about you. And I would answer all your wishes if you asked me to. But if you deny me one of your kisses, don't know what I'd do. So hold me close and say three words like you used to do. Dancing on the kitchen tiles, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, baby.